Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? Y'all out there shining on them, Cause they hate it, baby, living your best life, huh? Doing what it is that you do, huh? Man, what y'all out there doing, huh? Matter of fact, look, I don't even know why I asked you because I already know what y'all out there doing. Y'all out there shining on them because they hate it, baby, ain't you? Yes. Y'all like it when I do it like that, don't you? Look, man, oh my gosh, man, I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why do I know that y'all are out there being thorough and wise? Come on now. Number one, it's because God made you that way. Oh my God, shout out to you, God. Yes, for making them, you know, thorough and wise. All of us out there. You know, this is just a touch of J, baby. I got to put this out there in pieces for you. And why is the second reason that I know that y'all are out there shining on them? Because they hate it, baby, and being thorough and wise? Come on, man. Because y'all are out here listening to me, right? And you got to be thorough and you got to be wise, baby, if you are out here listening to me. Because like I said, this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. So listen, oh my gosh, I got to give a shout out to my haters, right? And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Hi, haters, because y'all need this to work too. Yes, baby, y'all need this work too. And if you're just tuning in to the Just a Touch of J experience and you don't understand why I say that, first of all, because you know when you're shining on them, you know, and they hating it, baby. They like, wait a minute, hold on. What's going on? What's going on over here? They skating on over to the left. They trying to figure out what's going on. And what happens is they come on over. They listening and they peeking. They trying to figure it out. And what happens is they wind up getting that work too because they need it. God says, I'm going to prepare a table for you, you know, in the presence of your enemies. You know, your enemies are going to watch you eat. And you know, this is just a touch of day. He putting it out there in pieces for them. All right. So look, mama got to drop a dime on y'all. Y'all know it's Comment Creeping Saturdays. But before I do, I got to tell y'all thank you, man. Oh my gosh. I love y'all. Y'all are so thorough and so wise. I love my babies. Yes. Y'all are out here doing what it is that you do. Support your girl. Thank you. You know, y'all over at My Name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. You know, show me love. Y'all are on Making Love in V's Kitchen on IG. Veronica's Guides to Making Love in the Kitchen. Y'all up. Look, y'all got the Just a Touch of J at rocking. Y'all are rocking with y'all girl. And then you know what else? Oh my gosh, y'all got me rocking in almost like 200 places. It's like 200 places now worldwide, like Indonesia, France, London, Japan, Madagascar, child. Y'all got me rocking everywhere. Yes, Barbados, y'all got me rocking. Look, y'all got me rocking in Switzerland, okay? Y'all got me rocking in Egypt. Look, this is just a touch of J, baby. Look at here, okay? I'm just out here trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Okay, that's it. So I just want to tell y'all thank you. I love y'all. Thank you for your love and support. So look, mama gotta go ahead and drop this dime on you, and I gotta move on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So listen here, chill, I'm out here comment creeping. Yes, chill, it's Comment Creeping Saturdays, and mama gotta go ahead and, you know, put that work out there for y'all. I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, okay, baby? I have to. So, I'm over here creeping. And you know I told y'all I'm gonna do the creeping on Facebook. And guess what I find? Shout out to you, my aunt, Vic. She over here posting comments, y'all. Let me tell y'all what she was out here posting. Chill, listen. This is what she put up on her page, okay? What's the most commonly asked question at a family reunion, cookout, barbecue, or shindig? Okay, now listen. This is just such a J, baby. Mama got to put this out there in pieces for you. I have to, okay? So, here we go. Let's talk about this. This is what the first person said, okay? Who made the potato salad? Yeah, listen here. Look, I ain't even going to act like I don't come to the barbecue and say, who made that potato salad? Because, you know, people be having, like, dirty kitchens and stuff like that. And they don't be having their stuff together. You know, you got some family members. You like, look, I don't know how they putting it out there in pieces, but I got to be careful. So, you know, somebody said who made the potato salad, okay? Look, that is like the number one question. That's what Vic said, okay? Now, here we go. Here's the next one. Where's the tinfoil? Yes, because I need like a to-go plate before everybody else, you know, go ahead and try to put their stuff out there in pieces before they try to go ahead and grab their stuff. I'm like this, look, I need that like right now. You know, like while I'm making my first plate, y'all out there, do y'all do that too? Like when you go to the barbecue shindig or whatever's going on, like you like, where the fool at? You know, so I go ahead and get my pieces, okay? Because you already know what's going on. Somebody else said this. Why she makes so many to-go plates? She live alone. Look, okay, you need a plate for like every day, right? Y'all understand that you need a plate. You like, look, this is going to be my food on Monday. I got to go to work on Tuesday. And lunch, I need this Wednesday. You know, you got it all wrapped up. You know what's going on. That's why she needs so many plates. Child, this is just such a gem. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Okay, when are you getting married? Child, what? Why y'all always got to ask that? Like, you know, it'd be like the old heads and the young ones. You know, people who, you know, who got issues and stuff. Look, they try to go ahead and do that stuff and put it out there. Yes, child, they off the hook. They trying to put it out there in pieces on a sneak tip talking about something. When you getting married? When you getting divorced? When you getting married? That's what you should tell them. Here go the next one, y'all. Who grilling? Child, you always got to know who on the grill. Especially if it's like a barbecue. Look, who is grilling? So I know, you know, if y'all are doing it sanitary. If the meat is going to be dry or if it's not. I don't eat meat anymore. But look, who grilling vegetables or something? Like, who is grilling? Who's on the grill? Because the people that's on the grill, you know, the person on the grill, they got to have some type of skills. So definitely, I can agree with that. Okay, sometimes they make their own sauce. You know, everybody got their own thing. So who's grilling? Look, here goes somebody else. Child, how many kids do she have now? I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, there's the oldest one there. The little fresh one right there. So that's number 5 and number 6. Then she got one in her arms that's barely out of Pampers. And she pregnant with another one? 7, 8. Lord have mercy. And I hear that. What she say? Wait a minute. Oh, she said, and I hear that they all don't have the same fathers. Child, listen here. Okay. Y'all ever go to the barbecue? You like, damn. You know, look at her. She got like 8 kids, child. 8 different baby daddies. This is just a touch of J baby. Look, she's trying to put it out there in pieces for y'all. Stop it. Don't judge them. Sometimes it's just what they do. You know? Look, sometimes life happens and you don't have the same baby daddy, you know, or whatever. Don't get mad at them, but you know, y'all out there asking them questions. And you know, I can't even lie. I have gone to a few and I'm like, damn, you know, how many kids she got now? Is that the same dad? Because they all look different. You know, some of them might look like they Hispanic or light skin, you know. Some of them dark. Look, this is just a touch of J, baby. Y'all know y'all be putting that thing out there in pieces for them, asking these questions. Here goes somebody else. Yo, cuz, who are these white people? Are they related to us? Now, look, here we go with this one. Look, this is crazy because, look, everybody in my family is, like, white damn near. So we have Caucasians that's in the family. I ain't no problem with that because that's my bloodline. I'm dark. I got a couple other people. Shout out to you, Onk. Onk is dark, but a lot of them are light. Donnie, shout out to you, baby. You got married today. Oh, my God, it's just this whole marriage thing. Yes, you understand what I'm saying? But some of them are dark, but like my mom and everybody else, they light because we got that, you know, Caucasian stuff going on. So that does happen. We have a lot of that going on, but it's just so many of us, you know, that it doesn't really matter. But I can imagine somebody going to a barbecue like, who are these white people? You know, who are these people? You know, are they in the family too? Look, I mean, I've been raised that way, you know, so I've seen that my whole life. But some of y'all might be going through that. You know, y'all might be going through that. When you get married, hear that one go again? Like, tell them mind their business, child. Where are these people from? Yes, when you start seeing all these people, these new people, you're like, wait a minute, where they come from? And they like, oh, that's cousin from the South. Oh, that's cousin from this. You like, I don't know about all that. Y'all out there doing that? Child, where's the after party? Yes. That's what somebody else said. Like, whose house are we going to after this thing is over? Because it's hot. You know, I'm trying to chill. What y'all doing after this? Yeah, I can relate. Are y'all out there asking them questions too? Like, where's the after party? We going to the club? We going to the bar? You know, what are we doing after this? We going to such and such house? It's just a such and such, baby. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Somebody says they got four places to go, but what did they bring? Child, yes. Like, hold on. Like, you sitting there, right? You and your peoples. They come to the fair reunion, the shindig, the barbecue, whatever it is. And they got, like, they gathering all these plates. They got, like, four plates. And you looking at them. And y'all looking at each other like, hold on, wait a minute. Why they got, like, four places? Did they bring anything? They got four plates. Did they bring anything? You know? Y'all out there asking them questions. How about this one? Who made the potato salad? Again. Because it's like something about the potato salad. It's like you got to, I feel like you just need to make sure that everything is sanitary when they do that old potato salad. Okay. So how you been? Child, that is like the number one question. How you been? What's going on? What's happening? Because it's like, you know, it's a conversation starter. Open-end question. Like, you have to kind of answer that. Okay. So I can see that being a question. Do she know he's still married? Child, you know you got that uncle, that cousin, you know that player. Yes, child, they come to the barbecue and they bring that thing with them. You know that hot thing. You know, but you like, damn, that's you. Okay, look at you. Looking all good and everything. Look at what you done brought up in here. But, you know, in the background, everybody like this. Child, do they know? Does she know that he's still married? You know, look, man, just a touch of Jay. Come on, because sometimes they don't know. Or, you know, they do know. Look, I look, what's going on? Here goes somebody else. Where's the girlfriend? So, look, let's just say this. You got this girlfriend that you always bring everywhere, right? And all of a sudden, you don't bring her. They like, shoot, where the girlfriend at? What happened? Or you bring somebody else. And they like this. What happened to the girlfriend? Look, y'all, like I said, this is just a Saturday. Y'all are out here really asking these questions. You are. Okay, wait a minute. Where's the hot sauce? First of all, I got my own hot sauce. I'm bringing hot sauce. Because I don't have time because I got food allergies and stuff. And I got to make sure I had the right hot sauce. Okay, right now I'm rocking with Louisiana. That's what pop out. Shout out to you, Grandpa Satterfield. We grew up on that. Louisiana hot sauce. That work. You don't know about it, y'all. Y'all better go ahead and try them pieces because that's their goodness. But, you know, people are asking, you know, especially African-American descent, you know, Native American, you know, black people. Yeah, we ask, where is the hot sauce? You know, oh, shoot. Look at this one. What did underscore, they like put a little blank right there, bring so I don't touch it. Yes, y'all ever know somebody who can't cook? Just nasty, like. Look, y'all know I make love in V's kitchen, baby. Okay. Did y'all hear that? I had to put my Barry White, Janet Jackson voice on for you, baby. Yes. Mama makes love in V's kitchen, so I know what I'm doing. But you know, some people don't know how to cook, baby, and they think they do. And you know, you like, wait a minute. Where's her stuff at? What did she bring? Or what did he bring? Because I don't want to touch it. Okay? Look. God, that's a true one. Somebody actually said that is so true. Okay, again, who made the potato salad? We can't get past that. You got to know because it's just something about them mixing their hands with it and all that. Make sure y'all go over to Making Love in V's Kitchen because I had put a little potato salad out there for y'all. And mama had on gloves. Yes, y'all. Just a touch of J. No, I'm just putting it out there in pieces for you. Okay, here we go with this one. When will the food be ready? Y'all ever go somewhere and the food ain't ready? You waiting like, what is going on? Like, why are they still cooking on the grill? They knew they said 3 o'clock. Child, let me tell y'all something. I got to give y'all a confession. I grew up around people who don't be eating till like late. Now, if it's like a barbecue or something like that, then it's different. But if it's like Thanksgiving, like they be eating like 8 o'clock at 9 o'clock at night, child. 7 o'clock. Jeez, them pieces. Look, when will the food be ready? Okay. So that's a questionnaire. Again, somebody said, who made the potato salad? Okay. Who told blank to bring blank? And, oh, and you know we don't get along. So basically, okay, y'all been at this little shindig, little barbecue, whatever's going on, and somebody brings somebody else. And you like, you know I don't like her. I don't like him. You gonna bring him up in here. Who told y'all to bring them? Y'all know we don't get along. It's a lot of that going on. Y'all out here doing that trickery. And y'all don't like none of that catty type of stuff. You know, so you don't want the person to come. But you know, people are tired to bring who they want to bring. Oh, hold on. Here goes somebody. You know that's not smoked turkey in them greens. Child, yes. Like, look, what's up in the greens? Is it pork? Is it beef? Is it smoked turkey? Is it chicken? What's up in them greens? Child, listen, if y'all download the Just a Touch of J mobile app, mama got seafood collard greens on there. And you know, I may, if you hit me up and call me up, give you the recipe. But look, you do need to know, you have to know. Who the heck put that? What y'all put up in them greens? Who made them? First of all, okay, because it's the greens clean. All the greens clean. And what you put up in there, okay? Is it? Because it might not be smoked turkey, baby. What's up in that, child? Because people be doing all type of trickery and making their own little stuff. And I need to know what's going on because this is such a touch of J. I can't eat all that table stuff, baby. Okay, who cooked the food, period? Yes. You know what? That's me. My grandma used to always be pulling me to the side like, stop saying stuff like that. But she taught us to say what was on our mind. You know, she was like, say what it is. Don't be quiet. Look, I done told y'all before, when y'all out here being quiet and stuff, and you don't speak your mind, you live in bondage. Like, speak it. Like, daggone, you grown. So I would do that even as a child. I was taught to speak. Okay, now was the time, you know, I didn't, but for the most, I was taught to speak. And you know, look, this is just a test, J, baby. I'm like, who cooked the food, grandma? Who made that? Because I don't want to eat it if it ain't right. Who them over there? Yes, like, who's that? Okay, I don't know who that is, you know. Cousin P, like, from Awful Poetic Justice? Yes. When you getting married? Why somebody always trying to figure out when you getting married? Like, you can't be like me. You know, 43. You know, fabulous. Not married. Like, come on now. Look, this is just a touch of J. Sometimes you ain't supposed to get married till later on. Why you always that? Ask these daggone questions. Chill. Y'all crazy out here. Here goes somebody else. What time is this over? I can't stand such and such and I'm ready to go. Yes, because they in there acting all extra. You know, some people, they got this whole thing that they do. You looking at them like, child, look at this fool right here. You know, when is this over? Because I'm ready to go. I can't stand such and such. Yeah, that could be it. Can you please go get some ice? Child, why y'all never have ice at barbecues or shindigs or whatever's going on? Did somebody ever ask y'all to go get some ice? You chilling, and they talking about some, can you go get some ice? You like, no. You know, I understand that. Who cooked this? Oh, my gosh, yes. Who cooked this? Because this is nasty. Or who cooked this? Because this tastes good. Like, who made this? Chill. Yeah, here we go again. Who made the potato salad? Somebody said, they working my nerves. Yes, yes, they working my nerves. Yeah, that happens. Who cares of these? Who invited them? Is that pork or beef? Look, yes, because you had these kids sometimes. Everybody don't, you know, train their kids up the way that they supposed to go so they don't depart from the Lord. Okay? Some of these kids bad. They out here running around messing with you. You like, leave me alone. It's hot. Or, you know, you trying to live your best life, living fabulous and all of that. Here they go. And right, is this beef or pork? First of all, is it turkey or is it veggie? You know, too, because I don't have time for that. But, you know, they out there asking them questions because you need to know. People don't tell you. They don't put no labels on that and just bring it and sit it there. Here goes somebody right here. Do they have manners? Do they have discipline? Yeah, these kids don't be having no type of manners or discipline. Whose kids are those over there? Yeah, cousin who? I'm so tired, but I got here. Yes. You worked all day, but they like, don't miss it. You get there, you like, child, I'm tired. But you know, I got here, so where the food at? You know, what's going on? You know, what we doing tonight? You know, or whatever the day. You know, you tired, but you got there. This was somebody said, damn, ain't no more food. Child, listen here. Right, you go somewhere. You out all day. Okay, you out doing what it is that you do, You know, shining on them because they hate it, baby. You get there. You like, damn, ain't no more food. Ain't no food. You ain't eat. You was waiting. And they ain't even say you a plate or nothing. I know what you talk about, baby. This is just a touch, Jay. Okay? I know. Look, y'all just trying to put it out there in pieces form with these questions. You still single when you get married? Always. If you single, when you getting married, and if in a relationship, where is your boyfriend? And if you married, when y'all having a baby? Oh my gosh, yes. People are so nosy. Child, they always want to know something. Yes, 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 yes. I'm hungry. Yeah, that's the number one thing they say too. I'm hungry. Somebody put laughing out loud. So how are the kids? They definitely got to ask that. Because, you know, that's an open-ended question. How are the kids? So you can see how the kids are going, and then they going to ask you something else. Chill. Who made this shit? Somebody said, where the bar? Yes, where the drinks at? I done had a rough day today. What y'all got going on? Where is the bar at? You know, like, where is it at? You know, is it free? Do I got to pay? Yes, child. Look, take a look at that. Hold on. Oh, where's the DJ? Why are we listening to the radio? First of all, I ain't never been nowhere like that. We got to listen to the radio. I don't know about the pieces. I'm sorry. But I could imagine somebody seeing it. Look, I don't know, though. You know, look, I ain't going nowhere where it's a whole radio playing. I need the whole DJ. Mm-mm. Are we playing guards, board games, etc.? Who got next? Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because, you know, I think it's Uno. It's like, yo, what's popping? What's going on? Like, what y'all out here doing? Like, oh, y'all off? Y'all think y'all this stuff? Okay, I got next. Yeah, Uno is the thing. Okay, this is what somebody else says. Somebody said you want to ride with me to whatever. I guess the next event. Why is there no swimming pool? Are they coming early this year? Where's the aluminum foil? Oh, can I taste test this? Yeah, let me know what you think. That's what somebody said. I ain't really feeling that one. Oh my gosh, when somebody asked you about your employment, like, so where you working now? Are you still at the same place? Did the store open yet? What time is the food served? Yeah, people always want to know what's going on. Like, did you do what it is that you were supposed to do? That's when you know they hate them, when they all up in your comments and stuff, trying to figure out what's going on. Like, yo, you said you was going to be doing this, but did you do that yet? That ain't nothing but a hater, y'all. And this is just a touch of Jay. I just had to put that out there in pieces for y'all, okay? Because people be hating. But that's it. So what are the questions that y'all would ask? I think the number one question that I would ask is, who made the food? Yeah, I've always asked that. Who made the sweet potato pies and the pies and stuff? I need to know who made the pies and the potato salad, because I don't have no, and the macaroni and cheese, because I'm not eating it if it's nasty. Look, that's all of us. We go to my grandma's house. We like, grandma, you made the macaroni. Look, it been a couple times grandma macaroni ain't been hitting, okay? And we like, this grandma, what happened? She like, look, I went ahead and I use this type of pasta. We like, grandma, don't do that no more. She tried to do that gluten-free and all that stuff. Shout out to you, Grandma Satterfield. We like, don't do it. Y'all know I ain't lying. Okay, that's like my number one question, though. All of us are like this. Who made this and who made that? Because it's like, we ain't touching it if it ain't right. Okay, and this is just a touch of Jay. This is Comment Creeping Saturdays. What are y'all out here asking when you go to the shindigs? When you go to these little barbecues? What's your question? Huh? What's up? Okay, this is just a touch of Jay, baby. I just had to put that out there in peace for you. So call in. Let me know, because y'all might have some questions that I didn't even answer. Some questions that nobody put out there. Okay? Look. Okay? Like this right here. I didn't even know that he was dating a he. Oh, I didn't know she was dating a she. Okay? Look, y'all. Woo, child. Dang, they lost weight. Okay? Who car is that? You know, stuff like that. Y'all always asking some crazy questions. Like I said, this is just a touch of Jay. It's Comment Creeping Saturdays. And we had, you know, a good post this week. It was basically just about, you know, commonly asked questions. You know, at a family reunion, a cookout, a barbecue, a shindig. You know, what's going on? Look, I know one of my cousins, like actually basically all of them. Shout out to y'all on the Harris side, the Hamilton side, you know, Dunlap. Yeah. Because we always wind up going back to my cousin's house and then they start asking a bunch of sex questions, child. And it turns into all type of stuff. And you know what? So crazy about it. For some reason, it always comes back to me. Because they know I don't know nothing about no regular sex and stuff like that. Look, this is just a touch of everybody. I'm trying to put out there a pizza for y'all. It's a bunch of questions that people just answer. Y'all call in and let me know your most commonly asked question. Barbecues, shindigs, cookouts. Let me know. Little family gatherings, you know, little get-togethers. What are y'all asking? Okay, what are y'all asking? Because this is just a touch of J, baby. I want to put this out there in pieces for them. All right? So I hope y'all enjoyed this Saturday. Comment Creeping Saturdays. Comment Creeping Saturdays. I hope y'all liked it. All right? So look, let me see how I'm going to end this. How y'all want me to end this? Child. Y'all made me go like this, huh? Y'all want me to go like this? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this, baby? Huh? This is just a touch of Jay. Y'all know I put this out there in pieces for you. Y'all want me to end it like that? Huh? Look, man, listen. What do I always tell y'all? Don't let nobody make you think that you ain't thorough and that you ain't wise. Because y'all are thorough and y'all are wise. And don't make yourself think that you ain't thorough or wise. People, let me tell y'all something real quick. People sometimes, they think that, you know, when they do certain things, that you going to think that you ain't thorough and wise. Y'all better let them know. Justin Jay told y'all to shine on them. Because they hate it, baby. And y'all got to be out here living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Forget everybody else. All right, forget that. Look, spread love, what I tell y'all, because it's the Brooklyn way. And this is just a touch of Jay. What I tell you, I put it out there in pieces for him. Y'all got to put it out there in pieces for him. Look, because y'all throwing y'all wise. All right? And then, you know, the last thing. I love y'all. And this is just a touch of Jay, baby. That's it. It's Comment Creeping Saturdays, man. Call in. Let me know what y'all asking. Give me these questions, man. I would love to hear them. I love y'all. Like babies. Yeah, man. I got some other stuff coming to y'all, too. Make sure y'all are checking it out on the Just a Touch of Jay mobile app. Shout out to UB Break Radio, Reach One Communications Network. Yeah. Shout out to everybody that's out there supporting your girl. I love you. Make sure y'all are checking out the podcast tomorrow, too. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to know what that's about? Yes, baby. It's about Noah. You know, Noah's ark. You know, the story in the Bible and how you need to go ahead and be like Noah so the rain can come. Yes, baby. It's coming. All right? And for the last time, this is just a touch of Jay. I just had to put that out there in pieces for you. Okay? That's it. Until next time, baby. I'll holler at you.